My tip for today is a very simple one. Beware oversimplification when it comes to stats. We all love stats, don't we? Whether it's stats on for our website or stats about our social media presence or whatever else. But as is generally claimed, you can make stats say anything. And more importantly, you can easily misread stats if you oversimplify them. And we've kind of learnt that when it comes to analytics, or at least a lot of people have, that you can't take your analytics too literally without understanding what's going on in the background. And it's easy as well to look at the wrong analytics. You know, we're focusing on things like page views and dwell time and stuff like that, where you can seriously misunderstand what is actually happening. Let me give you an example. For you know, you may be getting a hell of a lot of page views, but that could just mean that the user is horribly lost on your site and clicking randomly about. Equally, you could get a long dwell time on a page, which might have nothing to do with how good the website is. It might actually just be an indication that they're not really understanding what they're seeing, and they're having to wade through a lot of content to find what it is that they're after. So it's easy to kind of misunderstand situations when it comes to stats and not really read what's properly happening. Another example, and I think one that is probably more current and that many people still haven't really grasped their heads or got their heads around it, is social media and this plethora of different applications that are now coming along, providing you with information about your social media reach and that kind of thing. The most classic example of this is something called Clout. Now, Clout definitely has its place. It will tell you all kinds of interesting stats about your social media. And, you know, it will look beyond the very basic stuff of how many followers I've got. And to be honest, the number of followers isn't very representative of how effective your social media campaign is being, because you could be followed by, you know, thousands of bots or spam accounts, and that really doesn't make much difference to you. What you're interested in is how far you reach, how far your message travels, and that kind of stuff. So Clout has its place, and I'm not criticizing it at all. But what I am saying is you can't become too obsessed with it. You can't put too much weight on it. And I think a lot of people are doing that at the moment with social media stats, that they're becoming obsessed with certain figures and doing anything to increase those figures, even though increasing the figure isn't the end goal. I think that's the problem when it comes to stats generally, is we turn it into a goal in itself. Our goal isn't to increase our number of followers. It isn't to even increase our clout score or to increase our reach score or our whatever else. Our goal is to communicate our message, sell our product, meet our business objectives, meet our users' needs. So becoming caught up and obsessed with the figure and of your stats is dangerous, because it's not the end goal. So just remember that as you work with stats and as you're looking at things like your Clout score or your Google Analytics, you know, figures on user sessions, whatever else, or even the old-fashioned Google PageRank. Don't become obsessed with those figures. They are not the end. They are not the goal you're trying to reach. They're an indicator and nothing more. So that's my tip for today.